Lekutas Sichas Chelek Tazayin Parashat Mishpatim Sicha Aleph. Shengeret Merer Amol. It was spoken already a number of times as the Nomer from a Seder, that the name of the Seder Bodas is a Torah Dikonomer, which is a name which comes from within Torah. Al Kuponim Mitzad Minig Yisrael Torah, who at least in the sense that it's the name that has been called by Yidden, even though the source of it, we don't know exactly where the source of it is, but the minig is that this is what it's called, so therefore minig Yisrael Torah. So it's a Torah name. Drikt Ois, the Teichen from the Seder, the name expresses what is the content of this Seder. When we bald Ados is the Nomen from the Ganze Seder, and since the entire Seder is called by that name, is Verstandig, as in Nomen is Merum, is the Teichen Apnimi von Allen Yonabestein in their Seder. So it's understood that the name expresses everything, every subject that is found in this sedra, bizn letzten pasuk until the very last pasuk, also has the content of whatever the name of that sedra is. Lefize fadet zechbir benigei dem nomer von unser sedra mishpatim. So according to this, we have to understand in regards to the name of our sedra, which is mishpatim. What needs to be understood? M is tak as the gres, the tail from the seder etveg mishpat bedinei haTorah. It's true that for the most part the seder talks about the laws mishpatim and the dinim of the Torah. So mishpatim fits very well. Aber b'siyam haSeder vedgar the tail vegn dechanus matan Torah. But at the end of the seder, it relates about the preparations that the yidden made to matan Torah. Und wie Moshe hat eilig gewen alahar. And as at that Moshe went up onto the mountain, onto Har Sinai, was hot lechayre kam shayches nish to minya from mishpatim, which doesn't seem to have any connection to the idea of mishpatim. Nochmer, even more so, mit nomen mishpatim werden angerufen the mitzvah zeir chiyuv is verstandig in seichel von a menschen. We know that the name mishpatim, what kind of mitzvahs are expressed by the word mishpatim? Those which are logical, that people can understand. Ki you do as it's known. So is nish moving? If so, we have to understand zwischen der Chanus zum Matan Torah, amongst the preparations for Matan Torah, which are recorded in this parsha, was während der Zelt in dem Siem von unser Seder, is given das, was Yidden haben gesagt, Nase, and Nase v'nishma. Part of it was that the Yidden declared, we will do, whether we understand or not, and then later they said, Nase v'nishma. As Yidden will folgen Nase, we will adhere. We accept them Eivishten und noch Eide ze verstehen before even they understand they understand why or how and so on. And Eifen was is behepach von Teichen von Mishpatim. That is an approach which goes contrary to the idea of Mishpatim, which means mitzvah sichlis, which means logical mitzvahs. But simply accepting whatever it is that Hashem will say is not a Mishpatim. Kum tochois as the siyam haseder is nish nara inyan shayne, that the end of the, so it comes out that the end of the seder is not just another subject which is not really under the, doesn't seem to fit with mishpatim, but more so nor oichan inyan hopchi for mishpatim. It's an idea which goes against the idea of mishpatim, the meaning of mishpatim. And this question is not only in regards to the story that is told at the end of the Seder about the Achonot to Matan Torah, nor Oich, b'shaychus to the dinim for the Seder, even in regards to certain dinim in the Seder, was zwischen the dinim is Oich der tzivu loisavashal gedibach alevi moi. For instance, the mitzvah of not to cook meat and milk. We know that not to cook milk and meat together is a chayk. It's an illogical mitzvah, a super logical mitzvah, and it's not a mishpat. So how does that fit with mishpatim? Beis, ve'ela mishpatim bring Rashi the drashas Razal on the pasuk ve'ela mishpatim, and these are the mishpatim. Rashi says what our sages say: ma harishonim esinai afelim esinai, just like the first ones were from Sinai, the aseres adibros were from Har Sinai, given from Hashem, so also these are also from Sinai. Is yidua, that's why it says ve'ela, and these are, meaning to say ve'ela means it's a continuation from what was told before. the and connected to what was before. So therefore, just like those were from Sinai, from the previous parsha, so also these are from Sinai. Is Yidua the Pirush HaPnimi in the Maamar HaZal, so we know what the inner meaning of this statement of the Chazal. As af elu oichdim mishpatim darf mekayim zayn nish nor val azoy is mekayiv the seichel nor val zayn mesinai tzevuim from the meivishn. Chassidus explains that what this means, af ma elu mesinai, means just like all mitzvahs, or the illogical mitzvahs, superlogical mitzvahs have to be fulfilled because Hashem said so. So you have to know that mishpatim also. Why do we do them? Not because they make so much sense, but because Hashem told us to do that. Even the ones that make sense are done for that reason. According to this pshat, we can understand, we can explain why in the Parsha Mishpatim does it bring out also the idea of Nasa v'Nishma. And also the Basa B'cholav mitzvah, but thus is nish for the mishpatim, which are not decidedly not mishpatim. Why? Because the mit is the Torah merames through these two, the nasa v'nishma and the Basa B'cholav. The Torah is alluding to us as oich mishpatim zaynim bepnimiyusam v'basa b'cholav, that even mishpatim, which these mitzvahs are called mishpatim, you should know that all the mishpatim are really no different than basa v'cholav and the nasa v'nishma. Hechav and seichel, which means that they really transcend our understanding. They are really chukim in their nature, in their essence. Und der Riber and therefore they too have to be fulfilled because we are committed to Hashem, because we accept Hashem's rulings, which means that's the meaning of Nasa v'nishma, because I have declared a law, and not because it makes so much sense that it has to be done. In other words, that by throwing in a few chukim, a few ideas of chukim into the Parsha Mishpatim, it's teaching us that all mishpatim are really chukim. That's what it's saying. But it would seem that would be a good answer. But in fact, you can say that's the answer, vile, because number one, in Mechilta is da tzveita deya. In the Medrash, there's another opinion. Unor in fact, it's only that second day which is brought in Medrash Rabbah. As ve'ela mishpatim b'mora ne'emru, that ve'ela mishpatim was actually said before Matan Torah in Mora, which means before Matan Torah. V'sloy der daya kumtois as dois nishtodat goshu from mishpatim zayin mesinai v'hoda kushul l'duchta. So according to this opinion, you can't say that the mishpatim are also from Sinai because they were said before Sinai. In other words, that they are not in the Sinai compilation. They're separate from the Inyan of Sinai. They were said before Sinai. So the question comes back, why is there a chukah, and why is Nasa v'nishma included with the mishpatim? Number two, why we can't say that. The Iker, and this is the main reason why we can't say it. Afilu leiten pirush af elam esinai, even according to the other opinion of the Medrash, that these two are from Sinai. The Mishpatim were also given in Sinai. Bibal the nomen for the Seder is the Mishpatim, but since the name of the Seder is Mishpatim, Muzman Zogen as the Adgoshad of Zayin of Dembos is Zayin Mitzvah Sichlis. Since the Torah, this is called Mishpatim. Obviously, the emphasis on these mitzvahs has to be that they are logical mitzvahs. That's why they're called mishpatim. And the emphasis should not be on the fact that they are no different than the chukim. In other words, that they were given from Sinai simply as Hashem's mitzvahs, regardless of whether they have there's a logic to them that we can understand. But since the Torah calls them mishpatim, so then therefore, obviously, the emphasis is that they are mishpatim, that we do understand them. So why are you taking away the element of Mishpatim? Das heißt, das von dem, was die ganze Seder wird angerufen Mishpatim, from the very fact that the Seder is called Mishpatim, darf man medayig sein as nicht wie das Bora Hanal. It seems that one should emphasize not as the chassidische explanation, that it's reversed, that all Mishpatim are really chukim, as Mishpatim is from chukim, nor punkt verkehrt, but it seems that the emphasis should be the opposite. That oich the isra from basa b'cholov, that even the isra basa b'cholov, und nochmer, oich the klolis egeinu von nasa v'nishma, basa b'cholov, which is illogical, and nasa v'nishma, which expresses the idea that it, regardless of whatever it is, we will do it, which is also illogical, is zeir pnimi zigeteicha mishpatim, from the fact that they're included into this parsha, which is called mishpatim, it would seem that the Torah is saying the opposite, that these, even Basa B'cholov and Asa Menishma, are also Mishpatim, with the opposite of the way the Chassidish explanation is. Oich davon verstehen, another thing that Rasmi understood, does was the Seder Mishpatim kum gleich noch Parsha Yisrei, Matan Torah. Why is it that Mishpatim follows immediately after Yisrei, which is the Parsha Matan Torah? Because it would seem that the ike chiddush of Matan Torah b'shteid nish in the mitzvahs funum sug mishpatim nor funum sug edus v'chukim. It would seem that the main chiddush of Matan Torah is not the ones which are logical anyway, and that you could say that other nations also do. The main chiddush of Matan Torah is the ones which are illogical, superlogical, or edus, which are very particular to the Yidden, the yamim tovim and tefillin, mezuzah, and so on. Why would it be so? Weil Aleph Mishpatim volt men gedarft opit mitzad chiev sichli, because we know that Mishpatim should be kept even just because we're mentioned. Euch on the Tzivi Hashem, even with that, if Hashem had not told us to do it, we would still have to do it. Wie die Gemara sagt, as the Gemara says, Shol mol ilay nichtavu, that even if these mitzvahs were not written in the Torah, is euch din sheyichtavu. Even if they were not written, they should be written. In other words, that we have to do them anyway. Beis, ubefrat lechitas haRamban, especially according to the opinion of the Ramban, as the dinin ayvelcha bnei noyach zainin ongezok geworden, that those laws which the bnei noyach were commanded to follow. We're not talking about the Tzar Balachayim or those, it's talking about the ones, there's one mitzvah which is theirs, which is that they have to set up courts and conduct themselves according to a system of justice. Seinen ongezog geworden, meint nicht bloß lehoshev dayonim, it doesn't mean only that they should set up courts. Nor euch dine geneve vaynoa vayishig b'schar socher, it includes all kinds of justice mitzvahs, which is that you're not allowed to steal it, you're not allowed to fool someone in business, and you're not allowed to withhold money from somebody that you hired, and so on. But in the Ashamrim, and that if you give somebody someone something to watch, what are, you know, was he responsible, when is he responsible, and so on. But in the if somebody mistreats a woman, what is the punishment? But avos nezikin, and if you cause damage, v'chelu v'chaveru, if you hit someone, if you lend money or borrow money, other laws of business, so that the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach include all of this, a wide array of justice mitzvahs. In other words, Mishpatim. Kum tachoyis, as if klolus v'roi v'nyonei mishpatim, so it comes out for the most part, most of the mishpatim, zayin didn't shein et stavi gevaran frier al t'b'nei Noyach. It comes out that all of these mitzvahs were already included even before they became Yidden, even when they were just in the category of Bnei Noyach. They already had to keep most of the Mishpatim. So in other words, how does that follow from Matan Torah? This was there even before Matan Torah. So why is this parsha written right after Matan Torah? Because the fact is Matan Torah given durch Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai Vayedaber Elokim as kol advarim ha'ele leimer in ha'eifen v'chol am roim es ha'koilus roim es ha'nishma, and it's therefore What does therefore mean? Because the chiddush of Matan Torah is not the mishpatim, but rather the edus and the chukim, which are beyond, transcend the rationale. That's why Matan Torah was given in a way that Hashem descended on Mount Sinai, and Hashem spoke all of these words, lamer, meaning to say, that the people were able to see the sounds, which is very miraculous. That he revealed it in a way which completely transcends human rationale. And the reason for this was because the Iker Chiddush of Matan Torah is those mitzvahs which transcend the rational. That's why they were given in a way that transcends the rational. And since this is so, it would seem that immediately following Matan Torah should not be the mishpatim which were there already before and which are rational. It should be the ones which are a natural flow from Matan Torah, which is the chukim and the edus. In velcha is diktzuchos the chiddush of Matan Torah, which express the uniqueness of Matan Torah. Is favosh told gor the Torah zum alamesh and the mishpatim. Why then does the Torah first relate a whole series of mishpatim immediately after Matan Torah? Emes takaz le deya aleph and razal dav the Torah stellen the mishpatim berdei zu bavarnen af elu mesinai. According to the first opinion of the Medrash, which is that ma just like those are from Sinai, these are also from Sinai, so that would be a good reason why Mishpatim should come after, immediately after Matan Torah, to teach this very idea, that Mishpatim are also from Sinai. Avados is doch nor as af elu mesinai. But that's only expressing the idea that also Mishpatim, which you may think are not from Sinai, that they too are from Sinai. But first he should have said those dinim which everybody agrees, which are by definition come from Sinai, the chukim and the edus, that should have been immediately after, and then you can also teach that also the mishpatim are also from Sinai, but that shouldn't be before the ones that are naturally from Sinai. The Tmiya vet noch gresser, and the question becomes even bigger. Lefi hanal, according to this, as in mishpatim gufa by mseim aser deret sich wegen wieder wegen des man des michus von faru noch matan teire. That at the end of this parsha mishpatim it relates again the events that happened around matan teire, so a little before and a little after. The ace as the dinim from as cholos whatever said as any gezog waren zum meishel le pirush rashi esht speter. While the dinim which are related in this parsha, listed in this parsha, they were told to Moshe Rabbeinu after, of course, after Matan Torah. According to the Pshut Shel Mikra, we go with the first opinion of the Chazal, which is they were said after Matan Torah. So this happened after the stories which are told at the end of Mishpatim. Is the Mem Yoim? Sorry, in the Mem Yoim Aser is given of Har Sinai. They were told to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem after Matan Torah during the 40 days that he was on Har Sinai. As the dinim fun ve'elam mishpatim dog leich nach sipa Matan Torah stein in the Torah nit leiten seder azmanim. So it comes out that the all these mitzvahs which are at the beginning of the parasha, for the most part, at the first three quarters of the parsha, are out of order, because then it goes back to tell the story of what happened around Matan Torah. So those dinim were told to Moshe Rabbeinu after the events around Matan Torah, so they're out of order. The Allah has come and Pirush Medrash as Veil Mishpatim b'Morin Emru. Certainly, according to the second opinion of the Medrash, that the Mishpatim were told b'Mora. So then it should have been said before, but it's certainly out of order here. Fundem alam is moving. So from all of this we can understand as number one, Hagam, as the Gilui from Matan Torah Gufa is Nishta and Inya from Mishpatim, even though certainly the revelation of Matan Torah is not a matter of Mishpatim. It was super rational. As Kanalas by Matan Torah is given Ezgal, so called Shulam Ailam and Asechel. As he mentioned before, that the revelation of godliness was completely transcended human rationale. Von des wegen drückt sich aus der Inya von Matan Torah Dafke Mishpatim. Still, for some reason, the fact that Mishpatim come right after Matan Torah, it tells us that even though Matan Torah was something super rational, but it is expressed dafka through the rational. And number two, leidach, to the other extreme, the other in the other direction. Noch dem inyan for Mishpatim kommt man zu wieder zum inyan for Matan Torah. That after it becomes rational, after you talk about it as Mishpatim, then it goes back to the Inyan of Matan Torah. In other words, it goes back into an idea of super rational. And that's why the stories of Matan Torah are told at the after Mishpatim, after the relating the Mishpatim Dinim. And number three, Abadoz Gufa is a prat in the Minyan for Mishpatim, but somehow this in itself, that after the Mishpatim comes the, once again, the Chukim, the Matan Torah story, somehow that fits in as a subject of Mishpatim, and that's why it's found in the Parsha Mishpatim. Hey, Vet Medos Fashtein, Behagdim, so we'll understand this by first explaining the Bir in Pirush von Shalah. To explain what the Shalosh says, if in pasuk zeh keli v'anveyu l'kei avi v'arei memenu, this is what the Yidden said in Oz Yashir, that this is my God and I will beautify him, and this is the God of my father and I will elevate him. That's what the pasuk says. Vos kvedus merachami admor bringt her up in seine siches, and the Friedige Rebbe brings this in his siches, this shot of the Shalosh. V'zeh l'shoinu, this is what he says. Kishazeh keli Shehu keli mitzad hasagosi. If it's keli, in other words, that why is it my God? It's because I understand him and I know him. Ozvan veyu maloshen anibahu. Then anvehu is a combination, a composite of two words, ani vahu, I and him. Ratzalayim, meaning to say, ani vahu devukim biyachad kaviyachol. Then me, I, and him become connected and attached, so to speak. Ki ayedia nitfeses b'leiv. Because when somebody, a person knows something, so then it becomes close to his heart. So then it's, when you know Hashem through your own understanding, so then it becomes close to your heart, that you become attached to it, connected to it. Amnam, however, kishe'en li hayedia mitzada asaga. If I don't know Hashem through my own understanding, rak mitzad kabbalah, only because I received the faith from my father, shuol keyavi, I received it from my father. Oh, so then, v'arei memenu, then I will exalt him, meaning to say, he will be elevated from me, he will be removed from me, ki uram v'nizga b'meni, because he is beyond me, too far from me to be able to understand, b'ani meruchik mi'itai, and therefore I am far from him because I am far below him. B'mitzvun halev, in the heart. In other words, when you know Hashem, when you've studied it, when you understand it, then you become close to him, you become attached to him. If it's something that you take on faith, it's your tradition, you received it from your father, so then there is a distance between the person and Hashem. That's the Shalosh Pshat of Elikei Aviva Ze Kelivan Veyu Elikei Aviva Remenu. Thus haste, in other words, as in Tzugav Tzemunah, that in addition to the fact that a Yid has to have a Munah Voskut Mitzad Avi that comes as a Kabbalah Me'ish Me'pi'ish, the tradition that we receive from our forefathers and so on, Daf Eir Zayin De Hayediya, a Yid also has to know Hashem through his own understanding. Valdur Chamunah is there hergish for a mention in an eifim vid eibishte is rom v'nisko for mention, because if you only receive it through amunah, so then your attitude, your approach to Hashem is as if he is removed from me, he's beyond me. And therefore, the person also becomes distant from Hashem in his heart. But on the other hand, if you know, because you understand yourself, by understanding and comprehending Elokus, Zekeli, it's my God, not a God that I received from my father. Then I become attached to him. And this is also the meaning of the pasuk, which says, "Know the God of your father." Because it's not enough that Hashem is your father's God. You have to know him yourself. You have to know him through your own comprehension. Is in them nit moving. So to understand, we have to understand about this itself. According to this explanation of Shalah, it should have said the opposite. First, the order is that you receive it through Amuna from your father, and it remains removed. Undenoch, then you can work your way up to a higher level, which is Zekeli Vanveyu, that he becomes your personal Hashem, and you're attached to him. Balsum Alumeshn is the Amuna Mitzad Avicha, because as we know, first a Yid receives it through Amuna from the forefathers, HaKabbalah Ish M'Pi'ish, by tradition from one generation to another. Unerj denoch, only afterwards as the Yidiyah Mitzad Asaga comes, my own comprehension is as mezol euch haben verstand in a lakuz, that we should have our own understanding of it. Obaloshna shallah, as the shallah says, noisaf al mashahuk ve amuna lakuz bulvad mitzad avicha. The shallah himself acknowledges that it's in addition to the tradition that you receive through faith. In addition to that, you have to have da ata ba'atzum ha mitzad asoga. So first it should have said, elakei aviv arei memenu, and then you can come to
It would seem that we could explain it based on what is known, as a
that even if after you bring your amuna down into comprehension, even after you do comprehend and you've studied and you've thought and you've meditated, still there is always room for amunah, because there's something beyond our understanding as well. There's always something beyond our own understanding. So there's always a place for amunah. For Rabbi Balda Eibishter is Ein Sof, because since Hashem is infinite, is vi hoich mekende grechem et asoga, as much as you can understand with your own understanding, seinen olomo fadram adreges, in elukuzo seinen hechav an asoga, there will always be a level which is beyond your understanding. Velcha mekende men nor metamuna, which can only approach or capture through amuna. Und das is de kavana inem seda from posig zei keliv anveyu, and that's the reason for the order of the posig, that first comes Zekeliv Anveyu, our own comprehension. And the Nochel Keyavi Varem Menu. The Chiddush is Oich Nogder Avodah from Zekeliv Anveyu, that what the Pasuk is telling us, that even after you've made him your personal Hashem, because you comprehend somewhat of Elokus, Muz Zain Der Inyum for Elokeyavi Varem Menu. There's always the Elokeyavi which comes after that. That there's a level which can only be captured through amunah. But even though this is a good explanation, but still there still remains some difficulty with this. Emes taka, because it may be true as is da the madrege fun amunah was kumt noch the yediya mitzada asaga, that there is still this level of amunah which must come after your comprehension. Favos aber wird nicht der Mann, der Mund, was kommt früher von und ist die Zeit von der Asaga. But why does the Pasuk leave out completely that in order to get to Asaga, to your own comprehension, you first have to start with Amuna? Where is that mentioned in the Pasuk? It's not mentioned. Why does he leave it out? The Amuna is Elokei Avi, was is im denoch der Dase Keli.
Yeah, that emuna which comes as a tradition upon which you can build a foundation of hasaga, of your own comprehension. Of course, later it'll have to go back to emuna too. But why doesn't the Torah mention the very basic level of emuna which leads to knowledge? And then he can talk again about emuna, but why does he leave out the original foundational emuna? The bir v'chol zeh. So the explanation of all this is the tachlis for matan Torah is doch the bit lagzer binegel yenu tachtein. We know that the purpose of matan Torah was in order to do away with the separation from the spiritual, between the spiritual and the physical, the elyonim, the upper and the lower, the physical and the spiritual, that the two should be able to merge into one. As is over in tachtonim yalo elyonim, that now there should be the ability for the lower elements to be able to rise up to the higher, velyonim yalo tachtonim, and the upper elements, the spiritual, should be able to come down into the physical. The chibet zwischen elyon and tachton, in other words, to bring together the upper and the lower. Und der diuk in them is, and what is the emphasis on this is, nicht as the tachtens on this battle verme mitzuyusai. It doesn't mean that the spiritual should shine upon the physical and therefore the physical loses its presence and its own entity. It's lost in the spiritual, it's overpowered by the spiritual. That's not what it means. And to become sort of included up into the spiritual. Nor vi eris in sein Metzius als Tachten. Rather, what it means is that as the physical is a physical entity, and that's how it remains a physical entity, so ler oyla sein, it should be able to rise up, nischabe veremed elyonim, and to connect and attach itself to the spiritual. Not to lose its entity as a physical being, but to remain a physical being, and yet to be connected to the spiritual. Das ist euch das Wort für was. Es ist nicht maßbig, das was hal jenem jerdel tachteinem. Which explains also why it's not enough that there's two parts to this statement. The upper should come down to the lower, which was accomplished through Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, as it says, Hashem came down to Har Sinai, that's the upper coming down to below. Nor es hat euch gemuzayn a tachteinem jerdel jenem. Why isn't it enough that Hashem came down to the world, that a spiritual penetrated the physical? There has to be a second step, which is the physical has to be able to rise up to the spiritual. So this explains it in Ochmer. The Medrash is medayik makdim the inyan from tachtonim yal elyonim. Still part of the question that the Medrash first talks about the fact that the physical has to be able to rise up to the spiritual. Even before it tells us that the upper, the spiritual, will come down to the physical. Even though, in fact, that happened the other way. First, Vayeir Hashem al Har Sinai, and only then were the spiritual, the physical, able to go up, rise up. So what's the reason that there has to be also Hatachtonim Yalu L'Elyonim, even though it started with El Yenim Yerdel Tachtainim? So the reason is we bal der inyan von El Yenim Yerdel Tachtainim vert of getan nit dur de Tachtainim nor dur de El Yenim, since the idea of the upper coming down to the down here, down to the lower, is not accomplished through any effort of the Tachtainim. It's not we who generate this. Rather, it comes from above. It's Hashem who decided and made it happen. As the Medrash says that Hashem said, and I will be after saying both things, the lower should come down, go up, and the upper should come down. Hashem said, and I will start, will initiate the process through Vayered Hashem. So in other words, that the upper coming down is something that is initiated and happens as a result of the efforts of the Elyonim of Hashem. The Riba Poyelta, so therefore, because it all comes from above, what does it accomplish? As in Tachtainim, Nidder Chibur mit Elikus, it doesn't connect the Tachtainim with Elikus as they remain Tachtainim, but rather, Nor the Bitla Metzias. What it does when Hashem comes down and it, you know, shines upon the Tachtainim, the Tachtainim lose their whole Metzias. They're no longer Tachtainim. Von Eden befrat, especially the Tachtainim as Yidden, the Yidden Tachtainim, by Yechrat Kolam, as it says that the whole nation trembled. In other words, they lost their ability to be able to remain. They saw and they shook and so on, and they stood back because they were unable to remain who they were in the presence of Hashem. Not only Yidden, but the whole world also became that way. The whole mountain trembled. Bizaz the ganze Welt, not only that part of the world, but everywhere in the world, as it says, Sibalit Sabach Alaylam Shaisik, that no bird chirped and so on, everything became still and quiet, everything lost its metzias. The whole world became still. Because Elyonim coming down to Tachtainim, the Tachtainim lose their metzias. Kidei Azozach Oisfir in the Kavonah for Matan Torah Canal. But in order that the purpose of Matan Torah to bring together the Elyonim and Tachtainim, so that the Tachtainim remain Tachtainim, as well soll als Metzias von Tachten soll sein mechubber und mechuchem mit Elyonim, that the world as its own entity of a Tachten should be connected to Elyonim. That can only happen through the Tachtein in its own Metzias striving to connect to Elyonim. Hatachteinim yalul Elyonim, so that the Tachten has to remain a Tachten and go up to the Elyonim. That has to be an Avoida that is comes from the Tachten. Leidach gisa, but on the other hand, it has to be initiated from above. As the pasuk says, the medrash says, and I will start the process through Vayir Hashem. While the bittel was ver dur dem oifketon undi in the tachtoinim is an asinus kayach, because by Elyonim coming down and shining upon the tachtoinim. And true, that's mevatel the tachten, but that's what gives the tachten the ability to be able to strive to become closer to the elyon. Azezol and the noch kenne bekeich hatsum elozayin l'elyonim, that they should then be able to make an effort that they should remain in their own metzias and still connect and attach to the elyon. It wouldn't happen if there was no gilui mumaila, if there was no revelation from above. Which the revelation from above has the effect also that it nullifies everything. It's mevatel everything. But then the Tachten is able to collect himself and make an effort to attach themselves to the Elyonim. Ches. Di zwei Inyonim anau. These two things, Elyonim yirei Tachtenim, Tachtenim yavlo Elyonim. Seine ba'avoyde protis, what are they in our own personal avoyde? Zwei Inyonim von Amunah nasagas haseichel. They are expressed by the inyan of Amuna and the inyan of our own comprehension. Amuna kommt nicht durch dem Status von Yegia von dem Adam Agufa. Faith doesn't come from our own efforts. It doesn't come from within, from the work that we put in. No, this is gitmen imu maila. This is given, this is a gift that's given from above. Or as the Hashalah says, it's something that is inherited from generation after generation. Und der Riber, afilu wenn der Amunah leicht beim Menschen, und mit Zad der Amunah ist er mekayim rotzen Hashem. So even if a person is illuminated by Amunah, the Amunah burns within him, and therefore he fulfills, he does the mitzvahs, and he does what Hashem wants because of Amunah. Verte durch dem nicht miyuchad mit alakus. A person doesn't become one with Hashem through this. The Metziyat Adam bleibt meruchek mi'itay, because the person remains at a distance from Hashem, because it's all based on Amunah. And Amunah means there is some distance between the person and Hashem. Dafke ben de mensch horavit, vashtein alakus. It's only when the person puts in an effort to try to understand alakus with his own seichel. Was das kommt von em gufa, and that comes from within the person's own efforts, von seinem Metzias, and it uses his own seichel. demol peiltes as a metzias lo verem yochem the neibishten. Through this, his own metzias, this person becomes connected to Hashem. Ani behud vukem biyachad, we become attached. Aval idach, but on the other hand, he's a munah di yaseid vagdomet zedavayda b'seichel v'asaga. We know that amunah has to be the foundation, which comes before seichel and asaga kanal. As in the case of Matan Torah, Azal Yoinim Yerdu, that the upper coming down below, that is what started it. Is Dagdomet Sar Tachtenim Yalu. Only through this are the Tachtenim able to rise up after. Val Seichel Mitzad Atzmai, because if you were to start the process with your own Seichel, not based on a foundation of Amunah, is Olu Tzumach Natos. Seichel can go off in the wrong direction. The Sheikhet von Abbas Atzmei Kiyetzebei, because there is always the so to speak, what he calls bribery of self-love, meaning to say because you always have your own agenda, and your own agenda will dictate where your Seichel goes. Kiyetzebei Ken Gerim is another Seichel, Zonish Mecham is an Alemis, and therefore it can dictate your Seichel away from the truth. That's why the foundation has to be amunah, and there has to be certain premises upon which you begin to use your seichel. And then your seichel will go in the right direction because it's based on the foundation of amunah. So it must start with amunah. Test. The mit is moving the seder parshis. Through this, now we can understand the order of the parshis as they are in the Torah. Parshi Yisrei und danach Mishpatim. It starts with Yisrei and then Mishpatim. Yisrei is the parsha of Matan Torah. Was es gegeben geworden mul meile hel yoinim yeridu l'tachtayinim. It starts with Yisrei, which is Matan Torah, that which was given from above. It talks about chukim hel yoinim yeridu l'tachtayinim. And of course that was what created Amunah within the Yidden, which is expressed in their losing their Metzias, Bittel, as it says they trembled. But after they received that revelation from above, from Parshi Yisrael, Yomatan Torah, Hayb Tzachon Be'ike, the Avodah V'Tachtonim Yalu El Yoinim. Now comes the next thing, which is that the Tachtonim have to be able to learn to rise up, Oivtandam Yichot Tzvishim Metzias and Avroim Et Elokus, to bring about this attachment, this oneness, through the Tachtonim as they remain Tachtonim and Elokus. And thus is the Inyan from Mishpatim, and that is what Mishpatim are, Mitzvah Sichli is. You say mitzvahs that are based on rationale. As chachmasi is baruch leikt sich up in seichel anivra, that now we have to be able to comprehend, take Hashem's wisdom in a way that we can understand it with our own seichel. Bizas vetz tzvishin zei ayichud nifla, and it becomes this an amazing unity, oneness between Hashem's seichel and your seichel. Vas durch dem nemt der was durch dem nemt durch chachmasi is bara, the ganze mitzvah adam, that when there is, when your own seichel also absorbs Hashem's seichel and they become one, so then Hashem, the godliness of it penetrates your whole mitzvahs. Und durch dem fitzchois der mechuban from Matan Torah, and that of course is the purpose of Matan Torah, as vet the chibur from elyonim v'tachtonim, that there is a true melding of the elyonim v'tachtonim, that the elyonim have also penetrated and the tachtonim as well. Yud. Das git euch das bore in a chiluk al pepnimis einyanim. This also explains the difference, at least al pepnimis einyanim, zwischen the drasha afelim es Sinai, between the way the Medrash said, the first opinion of Medrash, that the Mishpatim are also from Sinai, was vibal das ved gebracht in Pirush Rashi al Torah, and since Rashi quotes this one, is muchen ados is gotten leiten limit al darach pshat. So it's obvious that this is the pshat which goes. This is the opinion that fits into pshat. And then there's the other day, the day it's in Medrash, as Ve'elam Mishpatim Amara Nemru, that the Mishpatim were said before by Mara. So now we understand the difference. B'shas, min halt ezh by limid al derech ha'pshat, when a person is still on the level of pshat, as Rashi, the simple meaning, das haste has cholos aveid, in other words, the beginning of aveid, hot erhot noch nishkan asaga b'lukos, meaning it hasn't reached the level of his own comprehension of lukos, aveid yiro, or a feeling of love and reverence and so on. It's based on a muna kabbalah soil. Demult is nishmaspik. Und sof sof vetem nish helfen, was der Sechel sein ist, mechayev zu mechayev sein mishpatim. At that moment, at that point, it's not time yet for your own Sechel to get involved. It's not going to help you that your own Sechel understands it, and that's what compels you to do the Torah and mitzvahs. Vorem ba'em is noch meishel v'shelah d'nevet sh'bahamis. Because what's still... this person is still connected to the Nefesh HaBahamis. What's dominant is the Nefesh HaBahamis, and therefore Seichel at that time could be, as he said before, harmful. The Ribu Moshe Tzumalam Eshem Wissen und Filn as Afelim Sinai. Therefore, at that point, you have to be on a level that Mishpatim, it comes from Sinai. It has nothing to do with my Seichel. It's all from Sinai. That even the Mishpatim have the same importance as the Aseres HaDibros themselves. They're all Sinai. It has nothing to do with Seichel. Mit ganzen Sturim bekeilus abrakim, just like the Aseres HaDibros were given with thunder and lightning and so on. So also these was the Rashi Matan Torah had gepeil the meyechad kol ha'om, and this that whole the cacophony, I think, is a word of Matan Torah, with all the sounds and the visuals and so on. It caused that everybody became trembled. They lost their metzias. In other words, so you have to know. They lost their own metzias. So everything, all the mishpatim, have the same importance as that. In the personal avodah of a person, it means that a person has to, in order to control and subdue the yetzer hara, you have to get the yetzer tov to overpower him. Thus, der geschrei und rugzuf and nevshulik is that the shouting and the anger, so to speak, or the passion of the nevshulik is on the nevshul bahamis. That's what yargiz means. Nemt im durch und erwetnis battle. It's he simply overwhelms the Yetzer Hara. It's not that you're trying to get the Yetzer Hara or the Nefesh HaBahamis to understand and to rise up. It's you have to subdue him, because at that point, the beginning of Aveda, you have to allow the spirituality to simply take effect, to dominate. Just like at the beginning of Aveda, Emunah is simply acceptance. B'shas min halta b'shoin mahalchen ababayid drush shebetayra. But then after you finish with pshat and you grow a level, and now you're ready to deal with drush like the medrash, thus haste in the hechere dargis n'aveda, meaning to say you're now on a higher level of aveda ba'ava v'yira, you've already mastered some love of Hashem and reverence of Hashem, v'izbeinenus, you've thought and meditated and so on. Demols at that time adarabe men medaf mekayim zayn de mitzvos mishpatim afilu nisht ankumedik zu yargis zu de kolos habrakim matan teira. Then you have to fulfill the mitzvos of mishpatim. Not that you have to rely on the passion of the Yetzer Tov, the power of spirituality to overwhelm and to subdue, and to the sounds and the tumult and so on that happened by Matan Torah. Not a dav sign, because we don't want to remain always bebittel, that we're always just simply losing it, losing our metzias to the spiritual, because that's only the beginning of it. Not as dav zay kenem mekayim zayin, but rather he has to be able to fulfill the mishpatim mitzadam vos memara nemru, Das heiz val azoy is mechayev the seichel. They have to be fulfilled also because they penetrate our seichel and they make sense to us also. They Hashem's wisdom has now settled in our minds and they make sense. In other words, that's what he means b'mara nemru. They were said before Matan Torah, meaning they have a source which is understood and rational, and Hashem's wisdom penetrates and it makes sense to us as a tachton too. Which explains the difference between the first pshat and the that Rashi accepts, and then the medrash pshat. When Agam as leich like medrash is to say that a parsha is free, a parsha yisur noch mash parsha mishpatim, and even though according to the medrash, of course the order of the parshas is first comes yisur and then comes mishpatim. Because no doubt, even according to the Medrash accepts that all seichel has to be built on emunah kabbalah soil kanal sifches, as I said earlier. Is das nor was the yisoid for nasoga is Sinai? It's just that the foundation has to be built on Sinai. But the avoda for mishpatim gufa, but the avoda of mishpatim, meaning to say where it settles in your own mind, is nishka b'lasal v'sinai namit keich haseichel. It's based on emuna, but the avoda has to be with your own seichel. So in other words, that the mishpatim have to be seen as mishpatim and taken as mishpatim, where they make sense to us in our seichel, because our seichel is transformed, in other words, is accepting, has absorbed Hashem's wisdom. Yudalef. Thus is Eicha Taisa's beer in Divrei Rambam. And this also adds explanation to what the Rambam says. As does as Chazal Zogni, he says that when the Chazal say, Lo Yomer Odom Yefshi, that a person shouldn't say about the mitzvahs, I don't want to eat chazer, I don't like chazer. He shouldn't say that. Ela efshi, he should say, I would like to try chazer. Well, me'eser shavi b'shamayim gozer alai, but what should I do? Hashem said no. It's no. Isis nor, so the Rambam says that a person should go about the mitzvahs not to say, I hate this or I would never want that. I would love to try that, but Hashem said no is no. So I do it not because it's somehow personally disgusting to me. I do it because Hashem told me to do it. But this is only is a snor and in inyefon chukim. That is only true in regards to those mitzvahs which are not rational, like chazer. Aber in yonefon mishpatim, but things which are logical, darfa zog niyefshi, and that a person shouldn't say, I would love to be a murderer, but Hashem said not to. A person shouldn't say, I would love to be a murderer. If it's something which is irrational, every goy understands that it's wrong. What do you mean you would love to? Of course you don't want to. Because if you say, I want to do something which rationally you shouldn't want to do, so then it means that your morals are corrupt. So it seems as retzich in chsidus, since it's discussed in chsidus, as oich the kiyum from mishpatim darzay mitzvah kabbalah soil punk vid the kiyum from chukim, since chsidus says that the fulfillment of mishpatim also has to be as if they were chukim, only because Hashem said so. So then, what is the Rambam saying, that you should do the mishpatim not because Hashem said so, but because I wouldn't want to do it anyway? What does he mean by that? How does that fit with the idea that mishpatim also are done only because Hashem said so? Now the beer is canal, so the explanation is based on what we said before. As mus tagazayin the yisod from kabbalah soil. Of course there has to be a foundation of kabbalah soil. Because when a person begins to approach things with their own seichel, so if you don't base it on the foundation of Kabbalah Soil, that whatever Hashem says, that's correct, then you can go off in the wrong direction with your seichel. And therefore it has to be based on Kabbalah Soil. And even more so, if you would do the mishpatim only because they are logical, that in them found the ikir avodas Hashem, so then when you fulfill a mishpat, any mitzvah which is in part of mishpatim, you're not serving Hashem, you're serving your own seichel, What has that got to do with Hashem? And by Yidin, b'chol inyonev, dazayin, the Yisoid, anoche Hashem alakecha. And by Yid, everything that a Yid does is only in service of Hashem. So therefore, if it were all based on your own seichel, then you're not serving Hashem by doing the mishpatim. So therefore, it has to be on a foundation of Kabbalah soil. But on the other hand, is the kavana from mishpatim azad di mitzvah zon durch nemen zayin akeches pnimim. What is the reason that Hashem made certain mitzvahs that they are mishpatim? Because He wanted those mishpatim to settle in your own mind, in your own faculties, in your own character. And therefore, if a person was meant to be bottle completely and not have his own mitzvahs, and that's why he does mitzvahs, so then you could say, yeah, I would love to do anything that Hashem didn't say, that I would love to do everything, but Hashem said no. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's not something that I understand or that means anything to me in my own comprehension. But since Hashem said He wants mishpatim, mishpatim means because He wants the tachten. He wants the person from below to absorb a lekus into His metzias below. Therefore, He wants your seichel to appreciate that this is wrong. And therefore, you can't say, I would like to, but Hashem said no. What you're meant to say is, my seichel now also understands and accepts Hashem's vision of it, Hashem's view of it, and therefore it's wrong to do this. I would not want to do this. But it's all based on what does Hashem think is wrong. And then I make that into my, bring that, absorb that into my own seichel. Yud Beis. Hagam asizdo amayle in the aveda fin yediyah mitzada asaga. Even though there is a certain quality in the avodah of knowing because you comprehend, and only through this can a person become one with Hashem's wisdom. But ultimately, since a person's seichel is limited, is moving as the yichud shayach nor in the madreges velcha zayne be'erech to nitzvus veren in zayin seichel. Obviously, then, this kind of avodah is only possible in those areas in which your human seichel will be able to comprehend. The kavana for matan Torah and the purpose of matan Torah, the chibur from elyon and tachton, is the chaber as oyichad the elyon of elchazayin and hecha for nasagas adam. But the purpose of elyon and connecting elyon and tachtonim is not only limited to those things which are low on the totem pole, meaning things that a human can comprehend on their own, but it has to also include things which are beyond human reason. That has to include also things which are completely beyond our comprehension. And they too should become one with us as people. And even when we're talking about absorbing those higher level elyonim, they're not meant to overwhelm us and to be mevatel us as tachtainim, but that we should absorb them in our metzias as tachtainim. And this is what is meant with a lekei aviv areimemenu, that it's something which is my father, something which comes from beyond and is removed and higher. That's what is meant. That's why Elekei Aviv Areimemenu was said after Zekei Levan Veyu. The emun of Osmad beKabbalah meish mepi ish, versus Agdomet to the Elekei Kelivan Veyu. Sorry, Zekei Levan Veyu. The emun which comes as a tradition, in other words, received from above, which is the foundation upon which you build your Zekei Levan Veyu, your own comprehension, is nishtan aveda mitzadem adam gufa. That is an aveda which doesn't come from our own aveda. It comes from beyond us, from our fathers and so on. V'mamuna v'meile is inish v'bunim mid the metzias adam, and therefore it's not connected to our metzias. Kanal baruch, as he said before, and the ribavetz inish the month and shiras b'nei Yisrael. That's why in the shira that the yidden sang, they didn't talk about that. It wasn't something that they had accomplished. It was something which was given to them from above, and therefore they went straight to the things which they were dealing with. Because that's not the avoda of the yidim itself. This is something which came from beyond. But then when a person, through their own avoda, has successfully connected, attached, unified his own seichel with Hashem's seichel, ani v'hu dvukim biyachad, I and him are connected, beide tzazamim bizazin ein vortan veyu, and we're so connected that ani v'hu are now made into one word, van veyu, that they're so connected it become one, they became one in one word. Then, even those levels which are beyond his own comprehension, those things which are beyond a person, those things can only be captured by a yid through emuna after seichel has been applied. There is still so much which is beyond seichel, but we don't want to give up on those either. We want to be able to connect to those as well, and the only way to connect to them are they are beyond us. So therefore, we can only get them through emuna. We capture them in such a way that they don't overwhelm us and destroy us as people. Nor der varay memenu kum gufen nem durch zay metzias, but that this varay memenu, this recognizing that it's something from beyond me, doesn't make me lose my metzias. I absorb that in my metzias, that there is something beyond me, and I accept that too within my metzias. For mevald azay metzias is gevoren far einzig mit der lekus, because this person's metzias has become one with the lekus through his comprehension and absorbing Hashem's wisdom into his seichel and so on. Vertzinishnis batla filu for madegas suvel chazayin seichel is nish ken keli. So therefore, it doesn't lose himself as a person, even if the subject matter now is something which is beyond his seichel. He still doesn't lose himself. He receives that in emuna, but without losing his metzias. Und das ist das Bora auf dem, was der Sien von Parshim Mishpatim ist wegen Matan Teure Nasa Menishma und nach Fardem steht der Dim von Basel Bechol auf Chukar. And that's the reason why after Mishpatim comes the subject of Matan Teure once again. And then even before that is there is a Chukar thrown in there for good measure too. Weil wenn es ist da, der Inyan von Mishpatim, der Yichud von Seichum, Ha'adam mit Chachasi ist Barech, because once a Yid has reached Mishpatim properly, meaning that he has united his seichel with Hashem's seichel. Veren oich di chukim biz oich de inyan von nasav nishma matan teira. So then, even the chukim and even the bigger subject of chukim, which is nasav nishma, the whole approach of nasav nishma, is the bechina of mishpatim. Zei nemen durch the metzias adam. They too are taken in the same way as mishpatim are. What is the uftu? What's the chiddush of mishpatim? That it doesn't overwhelm you. It's absorbed by you as a person. So even the chukim and even nasam and ishma, they don't overwhelm you as a person. You accept them and receive them as in your metzias as a person, which is what he means by mishpatim. That's why they are in the parsha of mishpatim, that they're not meant to be like Yisrael, which is overwhelming the tachten. They're meant to be accepted and absorbed as a tachten, as mishpatim, even though they are beyond us. Yud Gimel, k'shem v'dasiz v'nigeitzu matan teira b'chlalon. Just as this is in regards to matan teira in general, as friyakum parshi Yisrei. that first comes Yisrei, the Gilum El Maila, which means the revelation from above, as the Hechav Metzias, which transcends the human Metzias, the Nochay Tzuchon the Avodas Adam. Parsha Mishpatim, and then begins your personal Avoda to absorb it by yourself. Un in dem guf the tzvei madreges, and in Mishpatim there are two levels. Three in Mishpatim kipshutai. First, there is the literal meaning of Mishpatim, which is mitzvah sichlias, which means rational mitzvahs. Aber miyusa de Parsha Yisrei, of course, based on Parsha Yisrei, which is emunah v'kabbalah soil. They're built on the foundation of emunah. And the noch chukim, and then there is the second level of mishpatim, which is that even the chukim of matan Torah nisht al taninivos and mabatels and metzias, but not in a way that it overwhelms you as a person, but rather that you absorb it within your own metzias. No nemen durch zay metzias mishpatim, but they penetrate your own metzias. That's why it's in the parsha mishpatim. Yeshleimer as azay is so just like it is by matan Torah. Yeshleimer as azay is as oich benegeit to the mizgalus of pnimis atayra, tayros achsidus. That this, in the same way, was the revelation of pnimis atayra. Just like the revelation of tayra b'chlal was that way, is that way. So also the revelation of chsidus is the same way. Frir is given the gilut from tayros achsidus aklolis. First was the revelation of Teiras Echsidus Aklolis to the Baal Shem Tev and so on, and Eifim, but that is Nishma Lubish and Seichel, which was something which was not really absorbed, understood by Seichel. It was more an Indian of Amunah. Vidas is Nizgali Gavar and Duchel Baal Shem Tev. The Iker Ad Gosha is given of Indian from Amunah. The main emphasis was Amunah, but Tzadik Bemanasa Yichye, Yichaya, Ki Yedua. That a Tzadik gives you life through Amunah. That's similar to Parsha Yisrei, to Amunah. The mechuvan aber is, but of course the ultimate purpose was not that. The ultimate purpose was, as Teiras Chassidus Ol Durch Nemed Metzias Adam Atzma, that Chassidus should penetrate the human condition as well. Sein Seichel, the intellect of a person, and Durch Im, the Keches Pim Shul Adam, and through the Seichel it then can become part of your heart, your love and reverence of Hashem, in the is the Noch Nizgala geworden, the Inyan von Teres Chassidus Chabad durch an Alten Rebbe. So therefore, the second stage was that the Alten Rebbe revealed Chabad, which means rational Chassidus. Was hat Arab getrun Chassidus and Chabad Sheben Ebbe, she made it that it should be able to be comprehended by the human intellect. As Yeder is all, so this can verstehen, that any person can understand it, bis to durchnehmen as a ganze Metzias, that it can completely transform your whole Metzias. Und das ist das Barinem Wort von der Rav mit Baditschew. And that's what the Baditschew Rav, the Rav Levi Yisrael Baditschew said, Mir haben alle gegessen von ein Schüssel. He said about the Talmidei of Magid. We all ate from the same dish, meaning from the Mezritcha Magid's Torah. Und der Litvak, but the Litvak is what they called Alter Rebbe, hat zugenommen die Verchuschke, Smetana. He took the best, cream of the crop. He took the cream of the crop. What do you mean? Well, in them, in if Teres Chassidus Chabad. Why did he say that? Because what was the Alter Rebbe Chassidus Chabad? Through this Chassidus Chabad, Fitzachayz Mechuben Anal from Gilat Teres Chassidus. Because that was what accomplished what the true purpose of Chassidus was altogether. Well, Derech Vigeret Frier in the minyan from Mishpatim, as was mentioned, talked about before, that Mishpatim is really the purpose of Matan Torah, that Tachtainim Yalul El Yainim, that the Tachtainim should remain Tachtainim, that it should absorb the human condition as they remain, as we remain humans. Or Dorch Dem, Vosis is Do Asagan Elukus, and when a person is able to comprehend Elukus, Biz Der Eifim Funani Behudvu Kim Biyachat, so much so that we become one with Elukus. A demult is a fill of when it comes to the noch to the akara, as tachas had yidir shalayin edacha, and then of course we come to the ultimate realization, which is that ultimately, as much as we know, the whole purpose is to know that we don't know, that the Hashem is beyond any being able to be comprehended, because it always leads to beyond us. It always leads to Elokei Avi Vareinu Menu. Is euch die inyonim evelcher hot yeah asoga seine beemes heche von asoga. In other words, knowing that even those things that we do comprehend, we know that they really transcend our comprehension. Und noch mehr and even more afilid inyonim evelcher seine lechatchilin nish bederach asoga, that even those things which were never part of our comprehension, they were always beyond our comprehension. Seine zeba im nit an inyon von makabul vad, even those things, as he said, we take and absorb and they become part of us. And they're not just something distant from us, but they are internalized. Nor ze veren nigish in them in gufa mishpatim, but that they become part of us, as he said before, that it's still part of mishpatim, it's part of the parsha mishpatim. Dur dem, vos maharavit, in asagas a teira b'chlal, and through our toiling and understanding teira, and in teira's chsidis chabad befrat, especially in chsidis chabad, is ben zeicha to learn the Torah of Mashiach. Through this we will ultimately merit to learn the Torah of Mashiach, was der limud v'zayin in ha'eifim fun re'iyah. That kind of learning will be that we see it, not just we understand it, we hear about it, you have to explain every detail, but when you see it, you see the entire picture and everything becomes understood. Biz v'nigla kved avayah v'roh kol basa yachdav k'vi Hashem diber, until we will reach the level that the glory of Hashem will be revealed and all flesh will see Hashem, that which Hashem said. Then will be the true comprehension of all of this.